The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Bird Show.
All right, Kristen here. What do we got with Trina?
Yeah, so Trina hit us up because she did not get invited to the Friendsgiving that her friends do every single year. And she has no clue why. Hey, Trina.
Hey, guys.
All right. So break down, like, what's the history of your Friendsgiving? Like, how many friends do you have there? And what's happened this past year that's changed?
So usually there's about six of us in total. And every year there's, like, this big annual Friendsgiving dinner. And, like, this year it's kind of just been radio silence. And I'm really confused.
Is it at the same house every single year?
Yeah, so, like, all six of us, we kind of just rotate every single year. And, like, last year, I hosted, and, I mean, I don't really recall anything going wrong. It's like a big potluck-style dinner, so everyone brings a dish, and it's kind of like, you know, a typical Friendsgiving. It's a really good time, and, like, the food is amazing.
So all of you in the group, there's how many of you?
Six.
Six of you guys. All of you get along equally. You all usually hang out with each other, and there's been no obvious tension between anybody in the group.
Like, not really like what I can think of. Like, I just remember, like, this year I, like, hit up the group text because we have a friend group chat, and I asked about Friendsgiving, and it was just like radio silence, like crickets.
I don't know. The octave change in your voice kind of tells me everything I need to know. Like, not really. Everything seems pretty fine. Like, I feel like deep down, like, you know, if there's two people that either maybe they're not beefing, but maybe they have really tense personalities where maybe last year somebody brought the same kind of dish, or maybe, like, there was a little tiff and you didn't think it was a big deal, but, like, to them it was something they're still stewing on. So, like, who's the problem in your friend group?
I don't know. Maybe it's me. I'm just such, like, a type A planner. So, like, I kind of want to, like, make sure I have everything planned. I want to know who's bringing what. Like, I don't know. I'm organized, so.
It does feel like if you have a group of people that you consistently hang out with on a yearly basis and not even one of them broke off to the side to tell you what's going on or what might be going on, then obviously they're all in cahoots about not inviting you. So that tells me that there had to be something that you did and maybe didn't realize it to offend enough of the group for them to behave this way.
Is it possible, especially in this political climate, if you're not voting the way others in your group are, they are looking at that as a values difference rather than just a candidate difference? Is it possible politics is playing in this year?
Honestly, we mostly all vote the same.
Okay.
So I don't think it's that. I feel like I'm just being ghosted by them. Like, I just don't know, like, what kind of, like, terrible thing happened that, like, my five good friends can't have a human conversation and communicate with me. Like, are they actually my frenemies?
Yeah, that's my issue here. Is it's one thing, like, okay, you said you're type A and you hosted the Thanksgiving last year. Like, okay, let's say you had a really tough time organizing it because you were really type A and you were kind of up everyone's butt trying to make sure someone brought this dish and that dish and whatever, and you were really, really tense. Your friends should tell you if they feel some type of way about you. To me, if you consider somebody a close friend, a best friend, to just go MIA and to ghost them is such an egregious, like, is such an egregious thing to do to a person.
Isn't it possible, though, in, I think more so in groups with women, that if just two if one has an opinion that's really strong about another, can it sort of just be contagious in the group to where the one woman having the tension with another takes the lead and everybody starts to alienate that one person?
Oh, there can be cancers. 100%. But I also feel like women bond over having mutual enemies. So if you've got beef with one girl in the group and two people feel the same way, those people are probably off in a corner and talking about you at brunch and talking about you about at happy hour. So it starts to become so much bigger than whatever little tiff went down. It becomes the thing that holds people together, and it makes it so much easier to alienate or kick somebody out of a group, even if you guys at one time were really close.
I just feel like normal humans can just tell you what's up. Like, it's not that hard.
Well, are your friends, do they not like confrontation? Because there's people that don't like confrontation and then they sit on things until it's too late.
Yeah, honestly, that might be it, because they're not very confrontational people.
It's odd that you reached out to ask them and no one wanted to tell you.
Right. All right. Give us a couple of minutes here. We're sort of doing this retroactively because we already have answers. We know what's up. We reached out to the friends, found out exactly what was going on. And if you wait just a couple of minutes here, Trina, we got some answers for you. Okay.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
All right, so don't thank us yet. So why didn't Trina get invited to Friendsgiving this year? She will find out. We will all find out next on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&C 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Our listener, Trina here, is about to find out why she has not been invited for the first time in years to the Friendsgiving.
Yeah, she has five other friends. It's a group of six. And she said that she got disinvited from the Friendsgiving this year, which is pretty shocking. If you have a group of close girlfriends, there's six of you, and you're the only one getting booted out, like something went down. Mm-hmm. And I think Trina knows, but she doesn't want to fully admit it to herself. Because when we asked her, her voice kind of did that thing where you go, we're like, you're like, but like deep down, you kind of know. So Trina wanted us to get the details on why her friends disinvited her from Friendsgiving. And the only thing we really know is that she hosted last year. She's a little type A, so maybe that's got something to do with it.
All right, Trina, before we give you the results to what we already know is the reason why you're not invited, if you had to guess, even if it was a 1% guess of what could have happened, what would you say it is based on Abby's hearing this pitch in your voice?
I mean, maybe it's that I kind of chose what everyone is going to bring.
Okay.
That is incorrect.
Okay. That's not it.
That's not it.
Okay. All right. You want to take it from here?
So Trina, you gave me your friend's phone number, the one that's hosting your Friendsgiving this year. And mm-hmm. This is our text exchange. Okay. So I hit up Jenna and I said, "Hi, Jenna. This is Kristen Klingshern from The Burt Show. We are a morning radio show. If you have a few moments, I need to ask you a quick question." And Jenna immediately responded back and she said, "OMG, hi. I've been listening for years. This is so cool. Is it about the contest? I've been waiting to hear my name called for $1,000.
I love it.
No, it's worse than that.
And I was like, "Ha ha, exclamation. That's awesome. You signed up. Thank you. But no, it's not. Your friend Trina reached out to us and wanted us to ask you a question." And Jenna responded, "Oh, ... I think I know what this is about." I responded, Trina wanted us to figure out what was going on with your all's Friendsgiving and why her text messages about it are being ignored. And Jenna said, oh, man, we've been trying to figure out how to tell Trina.
Ooh.
And I said, how to tell Trina what? And then Jenna took a beat and hit me back and said that she's got to stop bringing her boyfriend to everything. It totally changes the vibe.
Oh, my gosh.
I followed up and said, I know that's a tough combo, but isn't it worse to leave your friend on red? And Trina Jenna said, I love Trina, but if she doesn't get a reply immediately, she freaks. I've had her text about Friendsgiving for maybe 48 hours. I swear I was going to text her today. I don't know if I believe it or not. But I was really trying to craft the right text so her feelings didn't get hurt, but I guess it's too late for that. So I'm trying to get some more information for you, Trina. I go, so what is it about the BF that irks you? And Jenna said, no, he's fine. Seriously, no major gripes. We just don't understand why he has to be at everything in all caps. And when he's there, she caters to him, and we don't really get to have one-on-one time with her. I said, gotcha. Well, if I may suggest, I think you should definitely have a combo today. Jenna said, for sure. Please tell her I'm sorry. I really do care about her. I just felt stuck and didn't know how to get out of the convo with the least amount of damage. I said, will do. Hope you all have a good Friendsgiving and good luck winning the $1,000.
What, Abby?
That is total BS. Are you kidding me? Are these people incompetent?
You could have just told me.
Literally, send her a text. Hey, we would love to have you. By the way, can the boyfriend stay at home this year? Like, it just kind of ruins the vibe. End of story.
Yeah, it's that simple. Like, it's like a one-sentence thing. Like, I didn't know that they, like, thought he was that awful. I mean,
she didn't know, but that's... Okay, there you go. Trina, she didn't say that, Trina.
See, so she might have... The friend here might have known this was going to be the reaction.
Bingo.
And you're taking it so personal.
Nobody said anything about your boyfriend being awful. Jenna said, verbatim, because I have it in writing... No, he's fine. Seriously, no major gripes. We just don't understand why he has to be at everything. Because whether you like it or not, like when you bring somebody else into like a group that's not like the original part of the group, it's going to throw off the energy. It's going to throw off the vibe. And it's not that it's a good thing. It's not that it's a bad thing. Well, sometimes it's a bad thing. But it's just different. And they just want to... Call them selfish if you want. They just want to have you to their. They just want to have you to themselves for a night.
And I've been in this situation also where you know you have to have what could be a difficult conversation, so you put it off.
Yeah.
And you put it off. And you put it off. And at some point or another, it's taken on a life of itself because in your head it's so big. Where the truth of the matter is, this could have been over in 3 or 4 minutes.
That's why I think it's so dumb. You had to wait 48 hours to tell your friend that her boyfriend can't come to Friendsgiving. We get it. It's not boyfriendsgiving. Just tell her that. Mm-hmm. That's what makes me so angry. And I love my girlfriends. But not everything is a big deal. Just use your words and everybody else will get over their feelings in an hour or two. And then you can all enjoy Friendsgiving together.
So there you go, Trina. At least you know.
I would have like minded that much. I just like kind of wanted to know.
Well, now you know, and I can understand their reluctance because of your initial reaction. So put the guard down. Don't take it personally. They want to hang out with you. They love you, and they want to hang out one on one with you. I think I'd look at it that way. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I was kind of worried about it, like too fast as well. Like I probably should have chilled.
I mean, and who knows how long they would have procrastinated telling you. I don't blame you for getting into your thoughts and feelings about it because 48 hours can be a substantial amount of time depending on where you are in life and how typically fast your friends respond to your text messages. But I do encourage you before everybody just throws everything out the window, everybody just needs to have a little sit down, heart to heart, get on the same page.
Over. That should have been an easy one. Her friend should have been able to tell her that.
For sure. All right, Trina, we'll let you go, okay?
Thank you so much, guys.
All right, bye-bye. All right, just real quickly here. This is so appropriate based on the election last night. So we have a new president, President Trump, for the next 4 years. On Friday, this survey came out, and it's one that I think I said to you guys last week also, based on how many texts I have been getting about the election. 28% of Americans said they don't even care who won anymore. They just wanted the damn thing to be over, right? It is now over, okay? And I want to play this audio again that I played this morning from Jordan Is My Lawyer. And this is what I was trying to say on the show yesterday. And she did a really, really great job. She has this podcast where she doesn't take a side. She just... This is so crazy. She only reports on the news, right? Objectively, with no opinion, which you can hardly find at all anymore. This is Jordan Is My Lawyer.
Today is election day, and while I obviously don't know who the winner is going to be, what I do know is that tomorrow, roughly half of the country is going to be celebrating, while the other half of the country is going to be feeling angry, upset, and hopeless. And I know many people may not care to hear what I have to say, but I'm going to say it anyway, just in case some do. So here are three reminders that I want us to keep in mind as we all navigate the next few weeks, months, and years. Number one, our country has gone through many of trying times since its founding, and it still remains united. So please don't let us be the reason that changes. Number two, if you love this country, root for whoever takes office and hope for the best. Because whether you like that person or not, you should want this country to succeed. You would never want someone that you love to fail, so please don't wish that upon the country. Give the winner a chance. And number three, now is the time to find a nonpartisan, unbiased news source. Right now, it's obviously easiest to tune into your preferred network and get that confirmation bias and have someone to either celebrate or sulk with. But trust me when I tell you that the mainstream media, and this includes your preferred network, is the reason we are so polarized. They want to divide us. So I'm not saying you have to stop listening to the mainstream media, but find a nonpartisan, unbiased news source that can keep you informed without that element of polarization.
All right, so I think those are pretty wise words. We're stuck with each other. We're in a relationship with each other if we like it or not.
The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.